this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Wet.
Yes, it's been. I knew we were on borrowed time, for sure. So, and now we're starting to get into realtor discrimination. That's when it gets dark at night, so I can't show houses, you know, at 8:30 at night anymore. So, yeah, it's starting to get a little darker out there, but we are still selling a lot of property. Things are still moving very well. We just now schedule our showings at 4 or 5 o'clock so we can still see the house.
Well, it's good to get you home earlier, Lance, right?
You'd think, but I'm not. That's not working out, really. That is Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua Bank. Tom, how are things with you?
You know, things are great. Rates have stayed low. We're still about the lowest it's been in the last 18 months or so. So that's kind of sent a flurry of business in, some refis coming in again. We're going to end the year strong.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that rate sheet that you sent out, 18-month lows on rates. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about why some of that reasoning was last week. So it still makes it, when you send me out those rate sheets, extremely, extremely affordable right now.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, if you do the math between renting and buying a home, it is far cheaper to buy a home.
And you're talking refis again, which we haven't talked about in 4 or 5 months because of the spike in the low rates.
Well, it's been a lot longer than that. You know, it was really the first quarter of last year when refis kind of started tapering off. So we definitely have a lot of people calling and wanting to say, well, it didn't make sense 6 months ago, but doesn't make sense now.
Okay, perfect. Well, if they need to get a hold of you to look at a refi in this drop, this dip in rates, how are folks going to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at the office, 783-7300. We can look at your situation. Before we do anything, before we take an application, we're going to make sure it makes sense, and then we can go from there.
Okay, sounds great, Tom. Thanks for that information. Well, before we get to our topic, we always like to start off with a crazy national real estate topic. And so this is our last show before, correct me if I'm not mistaken, next Friday is what?
Halloween,
right? Okay, so I've got some real haunted houses that are actually for sale. So we've got the infamous, have you ever seen the Amityville Horror House? It's been like in 11 scary movies, and the families are terrorized by paranormal activity.
Uh-huh. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
No.
John's seen it.
That house is back on the market, and that is a house which Ronald Defoe shot and killed 6 members of his family. You could buy that and live there, Tom, for $950,000. So there's the true one. And then on Zillow, I came across a house, and the headline for the house was, this was classic, is it's only a little bit haunted.
Hmm.
So have you been in a haunted house in Tri-Cities?
You know, if I have, I didn't know it.
Terror behind the screen.
Okay, Mr. McKay's putting a little plug there.
Yes.
Definitely. So there are a couple real-life haunted houses that you can buy. Hmm. I can honestly say that's one piece of my business I have not had experience with yet. I say yet because it's early still in the career. So there's some real-life haunted houses available. So if you'd like to pick one of those up, just let me know, Tom, and we'll figure out. I wonder if underwriting has any special circumstances there.
You know, it might be hard to find comparable haunted houses for an appraisal.
I think for the appraisal, yeah. It might be a little tough. Well, last week, back to our local topic, one of the things we like to see is we take a look around what's going on in the community right now. What are people looking at? And our topic that we started with last week was new construction, pros and cons. And we talked about people purchasing new construction. There's been a lot of activity in the new construction market. And I always think one of the best ways to go about that is take a look at what's going on in the community and get an expert in here to talk to us about that. So one of the things I did is I looked around, and right now we have got what I would say is just one of the best possible incredible deals in new construction right now. And I have a listing over at 1375 Kensington. That's in the Brookshire development, just right behind White Bluffs Elementary. So great, great development. And the builder of that house is Dennis Shepherd with Shepherd Homes. And we happen to have him in the studio today as our guest. So, Dennis, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Lance.
Thanks for agreeing to do this. I know it wasn't your most favorite activity on Saturday morning, but I appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you.
So you've got a fantastic house over there. But before we talk a little bit about the house and the build process and what goes into new construction, we always like to probe the guests a little bit, give them a hard time. But tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, how long in Tri-Cities, so that listeners can get to know you.
Yeah, so I grew up in Washington, and I've got three boys, a wife of 22 years. We started building homes about 17, 18 years ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
three boys.
Three boys, yeah.
Well, that's got to keep you busy.
Yeah. Well, I keep them busy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, they're already swinging hammers.
There you go. There you go.
Keep them busy and out of trouble. Well, good. Well, that is fantastic. And that's one of the things we like and we're always talking to people on the show about is when you go to pick a builder and you're looking at that, look at somebody that's been here in the community, has a track record, has built numerous homes, and that's exactly what you bring to the table. So we're glad you're here. So tell us about your background. How do you become a builder? Yeah, I mean, did you just get...
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
tell us how you became, how Dennis Shepherd Homes came about.
Well, you know, when you're in your 20s, I actually got out of the military when I was about 22, 23 years old. And, you know, you're kind of lost for a second there. And so I had a kind of a menial job and went out and bought my first home, a 900 square foot beauty.
Nice.
And so my wife and I took on the challenge of remodeling that home. It took us about a year to do that. And, you know, that's just kind of where it all got started. And then we ended up buying another one. And then a couple years down the road, we started a business, you know, doing remodeling.
Okay.
So that's where it all got started. And I can tell you, a new construction home is definitely less work.
Yeah.
Ready to use, you know.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, but I'm fortunate to be able to get that experience and learn those things. And so we just jumped right into new construction about 1997. And the
rest is history.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I wanted Dennis to come and be on the show. And what I love about you is that you canceled on me twice.
Yes, I did.
but the reason that I love that is because you were at job sites. You had a cement pour and you were working. And that's one of the coolest things about your houses is how hands-on you are. And so from when I've known you and when I've seen you, you're on that job site and you're checking on things. And so very detail-oriented. So explain to us a little bit how that process goes and your involvement in the build.
Well, we've got great subs, and so basically there's decisions that they don't want to make. And so when we're out there, we try to, you know, look at every situation as its own, you know, and basically when you're on site, there's problem solving all the time, you know, like that last time I canceled on you, subcontractor was ready to pour the concrete on the side of the garage and they didn't have any conduit. And so, of course, that was something that has to go in order for the sprinklers to get in the backyard and such. And they don't really know where that's supposed to go and where to get it and such. So we try to troubleshoot and be on site. And, of course, we do have some of our own employees that do the finish work and such.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think that really becomes apparent in the level of detail and the type of home that you build. So, for instance, that home over on Kensington that I was talking about, 2,700 square foot, rambler, four bedroom, three baths. The hardwood floors in that thing are gorgeous. Tell me about those hardwood floors.
Well, Lance, there's pre-finished floors out there that we've used, and we found that a solid sand-in-place floor, manufactured in the United States, we're not able to control the humidity and such that's coming out of different areas. And so basically when we install a hardwood floor, we know the moisture content. And so when you get something from another country, you're not necessarily able to control that environment it came from. And so we have chosen to go with a sand-in-place floor that we basically put the wood in raw, sand it, and stain it to their color of choice. And it's just a much quality product, but however, it is more expensive, but it's more value.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, the look, you know, they've tried as much as they possibly can on the pre-finished and that type of stuff, but the look of that real hardwood sand in place and finished the way you do is just incredible. It's one of the things that really stands out when you walk into the house. And I love the fact that's exactly why I wanted you on the show. I love the fact that you're worried about the country of origin and the moisture content of the hardwood floor. That speaks volumes. So I appreciate those type of details. You're going to find that type of detail in this house that we currently have for sale up on Kensington. On top of that, you always have a couple customs going for people too, correct?
We do.
I think we're going to take a whole other segment after the break, because that could be a whole other show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But we could talk a little bit about the way that the custom process goes. We've been talking with Dennis Shepherd of Shepherd Homes. We really appreciate him coming on to help talk to us about his product, talk to us about the new construction build. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom Coyne about giving us some money to go build these great houses, and a little bit more with Dennis Shepherd.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about new construction. We've got Dennis Shepherd in here with us, local expert builder, helping us out with how some of those things go. Tom, on the money side of things, what do we need to worry about with these new construction purchases and buying?
You know, one constant concern I always hear when someone's looking to build a house is, when do I lock my interest rate?
Good question.
You know, and most lenders will lock when a home is within 30 to 45 days of completion, because they just don't simply have a good extended lock program. And that's exactly what our issue was up until a few months ago. Now, the main concern for the client here is, what happens from March when they start building until September when the house is done? I've seen it before where clients, the interest rates go up so much that when they go to lock in, their payment is, say, $200 higher than what they originally had planned it to be. And the worst possible thing that could happen for everybody is their payment has now gone up so much that they don't qualify for that house anymore.
I've been in that situation with new construction before.
It's a terrible situation for everyone. The clients, you know, maybe they already sold another house. The builder is building this house, and now they don't have a buyer, the agents, the lender, everyone involved. It's not a good situation. So what I always like to really stress to the clients is, look at the extended lock program. Now, we just rolled this out a few months ago, and we used to be like every other lender out there with our extended locks, and it was awful. I mean, we didn't sell them because of how expensive they were. Now, when we revised this program, from what I've seen out there and from the feedback I'm getting from clients, is that other lenders really haven't got to par yet with how competitive this has become. Now, what we offer is a 6-month rate lock. However, we price it at basically what a 90-day lock is. So if you're looking at, say, a 30-day lock and our 6-month lock, you're probably 0.125% higher, so an eighth of a percent, and you get that for 6 months. Now, when we lock it, we don't charge any upfront fee to get that. So if you shopped around, talked with other lenders, you probably see that you get charged, say, a 1% or 0.5% fee just in order to lock it. We charge a 1% deposit, which, and I really want to stress deposit, is because you'll write us a check when you go to lock in that 6-month lock, and then at the completion of the home, we credit that back to you. So that's our true cost, to go and hedge those funds for our clients and secure that lock. And it costs a lot of money for lenders to do extended locks. And basically, we're making sure you have skin in the game.
Yep.
So if you decide down the road, well, okay, my house is under construction, I know I've already lost, but I don't want the house anymore, you're going to lose your deposit. But at closing, you go through and you get that money back. Now, the biggest thing here and the benefits to the client is they know exactly what their rate and their payment's going to be before they ever start building.
Yep.
So there's no concern on what happens in the Middle East with the oil fields over there, or in, you know, anything that could change interest rates, because your rate's locked, you don't have to worry about it moving. Now, this is especially important right now, Lance. As we've talked about, rates are extremely low. It's the lowest they've been in 18 months. So if you're at a situation where you're going to be building a house, or maybe you've already started, give me a call. Let's talk about extended rate lock, what that would look like for you. And then you don't have to worry about what rates are come the first of next year.
Gotcha. Good information about locking rates. I've been in those exact scenarios over the course of years with clients, and it's good to prevent that ahead of time and work with somebody knowledgeable enough to know that that could be a possibility, especially if those ratios are tight. Mm-hmm. You know, if $50 to $75 could affect somebody's payment, you surely don't want a client not getting in a house and a builder having a sale canceled because of it. So that makes a lot of sense. Before we talk about the rest of new construction, I always want to get my pick three in. We have some amazing new inventory on the market, so I want to hit this real quick because I always run out of time and then I forget to get in some great property. Just listed and put on the market, 5703 Hilo Court in West Richland. Now, this is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler up in West Richland off of Paradise. 2254 square feet because it's got the bonus room over the garage. You've got hardwood floors, granite counters, amazing covered patio off the back, and we're coming in priced at $240,000. So for that Paradise area, Ramblers, anything newer than $2,000, that house is priced very, very aggressively. Pick number two, this is a one-of-a-kind custom. So this is 27022 North Hanson, and that's Private Road Northwest. So what this is between Benton City and Prosser. This is off of the Gibbons Road exit out there. It's right after Yakutat. Yakutat exit, Gibbons Road exit. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath house on the river out there. Almost 3,000 square feet, bamboo floors almost throughout the entire house, double-sided fireplace, stone fireplace to the ceiling, den with built-in cabinets, master with a slider, huge deck, no maintenance deck. This house was just built 3 years ago, and it's priced with acreage on the river, $550,000. You can't rebuild the house for what it's at, but the seller needs to sell. She's moving out of the area. So for somebody that was considering a property like that, fantastic property. And then last pick, pick number three, we've got 6213 Melville in Pasco. This is another three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler in West Pasco. 1,724 square feet, huge, huge yard. You've got an amazing kitchen with granite counters, tile backsplash, stainless steel appliances, big living room. HVAC was put in brand new last year with RV parking. We're coming in under $200,000, $185,000. So to get West Pasco on a bigger lot like that with RV parking for $185,000 is incredible. So back to new construction. We've been talking with Dennis Shepherd here about some of the things that he's got going. Now, talk to me about this house that we have listed over on Kensington. For what you have with upgrades and stuff, amazing price at $385,000. Talk to me about some of the upgrades you put into an upper-end house like this.
Well, Lance, you know all homes have upgrades, but ours are a little bit special. Our cabinets are custom-made. They're just beautiful cabinets. You know, we've got a unique master suite, I would call it, with a walk-in shower with all custom tile. We actually do all the shower pan work ourselves, the waterproofing. You know, it's just a really solid, complete home. Really spacious master closet with built-ins.
Absolutely. And talk to me about that family room. How long did it take you to do all those built-ins, stone? I mean, you've already finished the entire entertainment center.
Yeah, it's ready to go. I mean, just need a TV, it's ready to go.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the pictures here. It's beautiful. I like the lighting on it.
Yeah, it's really great. There's a lot. And that neighborhood, I tell you what, there's just not many lots left up there.
There's not, Lance. I mean, it's a really great neighborhood. There's walking areas everywhere. I mean, you can get ice cream and, you know,
it's
get your groceries.
It's absolutely. So for those of you just tuning in, 1375 Kensington, we're right in Brookshire State. So you're out there in South Richland by all the new Vintner Square stuff, Home Depot, Maverick. I mean, everything is so close. The new Marshalls is just opening right out there. Plus, you're right next to White Bluff School, so you're out there in the Richland schools. So there is just fantastic, fantastic location and amenities around. And so I definitely, if you have not seen that house, if you're in that market for a Rambler, pushing upwards towards 3,000 square feet in that South Richland market, you definitely want to take advantage of this house that's on the market. Dennis, another thing we always like to get from our builders that come on and our guests is, when people are looking at building a custom home, I mean, you've seen it all, I'm sure, but what is the biggest piece of advice that you can give our audience that might be considering that, or what should they look at when they're looking to build a custom home? What do most people mess up, and how do you avoid it?
Good question. I think the biggest issue is budget. You know, as Tom was saying earlier, that you lock in early, and then you do a lot of add-ons, and now you're kind of stuck with, you know, trying to finance that out of your own pocket. And so basically, you know, I think people need to be budget in mind, and then and also to get everything in writing. You know, when we do work with subcontractors, it's not on a handshake anymore, unfortunately. It's with a bid, you know, and we have to get it in writing so we both know what's going on at the end of the day, you know. And so my advice, you know, is to work with your builder and make sure what you heard and what you said is what he heard and said, and get it in writing.
McKay's laughing over there. This happens other places, McKay.
Where have we heard this before?
Where have we heard this before? Yeah, no, that is fantastic, fantastic advice, and it's always nice to have somebody there documenting that process, walking you through that. At the Kenmore team, we're always glad to help clients do that. We're always glad to help recommend somebody like Dennis to come in there that's hands-on. They're going to be at the job site. They're going to make sure that stuff is documented and take care of those items. And so I know you've built here a long time. You've lived in a lot of the neighborhoods you build in. And I always say that is that speaks volumes. When you live in the neighborhood you're building in, you're probably going to stand behind your work.
It's interesting, to say the least, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, right?
I've reset a lot of GFIs and cleaned out a lot of sprinklers.
Absolutely, which I would say is going above and beyond. So, Dennis, we really appreciate you being on the show. I was going to give you a hard time, you know, just so the listeners don't get mad at me. I asked him to give us his biggest horror story of building, but he couldn't come up with one. So I think that's probably a good thing. That's a good thing,
yeah,
for our builder to have. So I'm going to start taking notes this year, and when I see a sprinkler, you know, blow up through a roof or something, I'm going to write it down for next year's show.
So there you go.
Be ready, Dennis. Well, if you folks, if you have more questions about Dennis's work and Shepherd Homes and what he's done, you can call me, 727-8977. You can go to KenmoreTeam.com. We'll get you guys in touch, and go check out some of that inventory we have up in Brookshire. You will not be disappointed. And then, Tom, when they need the money, how do we get it?
Yeah, let's talk about your custom construction financing. We'll talk more about those extended locks. But give me a call, 783-7300, or on my website, TomCoinHomeLoans.com.
And we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.